Hello everyone, this is Iyabo Asani at CoachIyabo.com, and today we are going to talk about collaboration versus competition. Big, big, big subject. So we are taught to compete from birth. As kids, we entered into little races, and really the only people that mattered were those that came in first, second, or third. As adults, we look at the Forbes list of wealthiest people in the world, and we rank the wealthiest people in the world according to who's the richest, who's the second richest, who's the third richest. And all of that is the spirit of competition. Right now, the FIFA World Cup is going on in South Africa, and we all want to know who won versus who lost, even with the United States and England having a 1-1 score, there's a certain deflated feeling that there wasn't a clear-cut winner. And so I want you to pay attention to this attitude of winning. And the point is that in winning, somebody has to lose. Stephen Covey in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People talked about having win-win relationships. Now, in business, do you have to win at the cost of having a loser? No, you do not. There can be 25 other people in a 5-mile radius that does exactly what you do, and it doesn't, and all of you can be prospering and making money. So I want you to begin to diminish the value of competition in your head and begin to increase the value of collaboration. Collaboration is an amazing thing because of the synergy that it creates. And synergy is extremely powerful. In the Bible, Jesus said, one can put 1,000 to flee and 2 can put 10,000. So synergy does not mean double the efforts. If you make $100 and the other person makes $100 and you come together and together you make $200. No, 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 no. Synergy is about the two of you coming together with the $100 each and now making $1,000 or more. And so joint ventures are about this. One of the things with collaboration is you want to be very aware of what your strengths are. And you want to collaborate with someone who may not share your strength, but their strength is probably your weakness. That's one of the things to do. So for instance, I am not very good about tools. I use my tools for my business very, very well, but I have no desire to train other people how to use tools. So I might end up collaborating with another life and business coach whose strength is tools. And I teach you about the mastery, and this other person teaches you about the tools. And you can see how if we both collaborated, we would come out with something that probably nobody else could duplicate, because everybody goes into their one little niche of mastery or tools or whatever. But when you combine them, it's explosive in a positive, healthy, amazing way. So today, I want you to really keep your eyes out for what would collaboration look like for you. Who could you collaborate with? What is the synergy that would be created? What is your strength? And what strength would the other party have that would be a complementary strength and could propel both your businesses to the next level? So every time you meet other people and you communicate with other people, don't look at them as your competition. Look at them as potential collaborators. Now, if you would like help with this or in any other aspect of your business in terms of figuring out what your strengths are and what you can bring to the market that is of value to the market, you know where to find me, coach@coachiyabo.com. Have an awesome, awesome day. Bye-bye.